Hello, this is Jack Llewellyn with the Durango Chamber of Commerce, and I'm here with Lisa Schwantes, also known as the CDOT, Colorado Department of Transportation, CDOT chick. How are you, Lisa?
Hey, good morning. I'm doing great. How are you?
You know, I am doing good. I appreciate you being very responsive, and we're recording this via Zoom, so appreciate you being here. And you are one busy person right now.
You know, I thank you for the kudos and communicating with the public, but
yeah,
compared to what our crews are doing out in this weather, I you know, they deserve everything, not me.
Well, yeah, you know, it's always nice that you give the accolades. I did. I liked your one of your recent posts. Were you on the front end loader or the big snowblower or whatever on Red Mountain Pass up in the cab of the vehicle?
Oh, gosh. Not this time around. I've been very, very fortunate to be up in, you know, on Red Mountain Pass, on Colbank, Mullis, Wolf Creek, Lizard Head. I've been very, very fortunate to be at those locations and observe our operations as they're happening. But I was in the warmth of my cozy home by my computer and just communicating with the teams. And they are the ones who sent those fabulous, tremendous photos to me. I'm sure I sound like a broken record to them. I'm always saying, send me photos, send me photos. So they got the message, and they, whenever they have a chance, they will send us the, you know, those photos and just to show what they are doing with that equipment. And
right.
It's incredible.
Well, and you know, and you should be sending the kudos and shout outs to them because of all the hard work they do to keep the mountain passes open, especially, you know, I mean, Silverton, if you can't get in or out of there, you're literally isolated from quote unquote civilization. So before we get, well, first thing I want to ask, again, the app. So is it CO Trip Planner that you would download the app? What is the actual app again?
Right. So we have a very user-friendly, wonderful, interactive site. And if you're on your computer, it's cotrip.org, cotrip.org. If you're on your mobile device, you're going to want to download the app that is named CoTrip Planner. And let me just remind everybody, this is a free app because there is at least one other app out there that wants to charge you, you know, $2.99, whatever it is, but that's an impossible. Do not download that one. Download the state agency's free app, CoTrip Planner.
Awesome. And, you know, we've talked about this before. I really like the app because the cameras, you can click on the camera, you know, and sometimes the camera may be offline, but majority of the time you can click on the camera and actually see what the conditions are. Well, it's Wolf Creek, Red Mountain, all over the state. You can, yeah, even see the road surface.
Yeah, right. From here to Denver to any community in Colorado, you can click on those cameras and see what the road conditions are like. And then you can make up your own mind whether or not you feel comfortable driving on those types of conditions, whether the roads are open and blacktop, which is wonderful, or if they're snow packed and you might want to postpone your travel if you're not comfortable driving on those kinds of conditions. And then just one other thing, Jack, you know, there is, if you're on your computer and you click on a camera and it happens to not be functioning, on the lower right-hand corner of that image, there's a place that you can click on to report a camera. So we encourage everybody to do that because the more our headquarters gets those pings that a camera is down, the quicker they'll get on it.
The squeaky wheel gets the grease, right? Now, and I want to remind everybody, because I had to pull a neighbor out the other day. She had a little front wheel drive, very low center of gravity Kia vehicle or whatever. And I'm looking at her tires, and they were not, I'm going to say, mud and snow tires. They had some, you know, some good tread on them, but they weren't rated for snow. And I pull her out, and she's like, "Yeah, I've got to get new snow or new tires and for these driving conditions." And just a reminder to everybody, what should people know if they are going to drive in, adverse weather conditions? What should they have in their car and good snow tires?
Oh yeah, so important. And I would say this would be year round, not just during the winter season, but
Good point.
particularly since we are talking about safe driving on winter roads and snowy, snow-packed roads. And the thing is, Jack, is that not we don't know it's a closure could happen very unexpectedly. Weather changes very suddenly and perhaps it's whiteout conditions. Sometimes the snow is falling too quickly for our plows to keep up with, and they've got to get a hold on things. And so sometimes we just have to make a safety closure for this, so that our motorists and our traveling public is safe. So we hope that everybody understands that. And
Yeah.
if that happens, a closure happens, and you happen to be stranded in a remote area without services, always, in the trunk of your car, in the back seat of your car, keep a duffel bag with extra water, snacks, blankets, warm clothing. If you're traveling with kiddos, pack something to keep them busy. Some crayons, some colored pencils, and an old school coloring book. Those are the kinds of things that you just need to be prepared for. And then when we're talking about tires, please remember that sometimes the road conditions warrant that we need to put in place traction law or chain law. Many, many times this is done more frequently for our commercial vehicles, the big rigs, and they are required to have chains as they go over any of the passes. But every once in a while, we'll also implement a passenger traction law, and that means that you've got to have adequate tires, four-wheel drive, all-wheel drive, and then lastly, it doesn't happen quite as often. We'll do a passenger chain law. So, and that means everybody have chains on. But that by the time that's happening, it's probably a wise thing that we just close the road.
Well, I remember my dad used to always say, I remember one time I had bought some, good old beefy tires for my truck. And he said, "Well, you're gonna need chains for, you're gonna get chains." And I said, "Dad, if I need chains with these tires, I shouldn't be driving." He goes, "Wow, you're learning, you're getting smarter." But it's so true. And sometimes it is better to just give yourself a day or two and wait out the storms, especially if you're traveling over some of the mountain passes. Because, like you said, the wind could start blowing in whiteout conditions. And I've had that happen on Wolf Creek. And it's a very weird feeling. You feel like you're moving and you're not. And
Right.
it's very disorienting. I give my dad some more credit. He used to always say, also keep candles in your car. He said, "Always, it's always good to have a candle for a little bit of heat, and provide some light." But lots of things to remember.
You'll have to have a match, though, too.
Make sure you do have a lighter, a match, matches and all that stuff. I know I've got my little quote unquote survival kit in the back of my truck, and I always say I could, I could make it for a few days, definitely, if I had to. Now, some of the other things that you guys have going on, not only with, with the road conditions, are there other things that travelers should know about before they set out? I mean, obviously, you can download the app again. It's CO Trip Planner on the app, and download that. And it's even got there's little symbols that tell you if the road's closed or if there is chain law. Other things on that. What else should people know when they before they set out, especially during the winter driving?
Well, in relation to our website, there are, as you mentioned, there are a lot of different what we call layers. There's a key on the upper right-hand corner. You can either put yourself in trucker mode. A lot of people, even though they're not a big rig driver, they like to be in trucker mode because it automatically pulls up those layers that the truckers are wanting to know. And then if you click on just the individual layers, there's even construction, a construction site layer. So you can see where you're going to be hitting any construction. And that's very beneficial as, you know, in the springtime, as all of our construction projects get back on board. There are very few construction projects going on right now. But
I'm sorry to interrupt because I was just thinking, you mentioned trucker mode. Something I want to touch base so I don't forget. That's why I interrupted you so rudely. Sorry about that, Lisa. But
okay.
is don't ever pass a snow plow. I watch people do this, especially, and they're spraying the snow and the ice and the chunks and the rocks and everything, obviously off to the right side. You never want to pass on the right. But more importantly, I was watching people passing the snowplow operators as they're pulling the snow from the gutters along, Camino del Rio over the weekend and pushing the snow out to the middle, so it will melt. And people were just, flying by. And I'm thinking, oh, they're staying very close to the plow. I'm thinking, yeah, don't do that.
Right. Yes. Our adage here at CDOT is give them room to groom. Back plow is another one. There are just all these little catchphrases that we try to throw out there so that you'll remember those while you're driving near a plow. And you know, for me, and what we try to tell everyone is the safest place to be is behind a plow. Give them, you know, 3, 4 car lengths ahead of you, and in case you're right behind one, but just let them lead the way. And they're going about 30, 35 miles an hour in town. They might be going a little bit slower, but you know, it's good. It's just a minimal amount of extra time that we're looking at for you to get somewhere safely. And you know, thanks for mentioning that practice that we and method we use to help melt the snow in town. We do pull the snow from the gutters and we push it out onto the pavement when there's nothing more. I have a couple of maintenance workers that I work very closely with, and they say there's nothing better than the solar radiant heat that can melt snow. So they pull that out of the gutters, and they spread it out across the roadway so that it melts quickly, and it's not just an ice dam in the gutter. And then when you're out on the highway, you know, when our plows are doing their thing, they are, as you well know, they're sometimes is a whiteout condition with what they're plowing, and you do not want your windshield to be hit. It's not just snow. It's, you know, bits of gravel, rock, anything else that might have been on the shoulder of the road or the highway. So you don't want that hitting your vehicle or your windshield.
Absolutely. And I think that's, I have said many times on this show that at some point it's natural selection, but in all seriousness, yeah, just stay behind the plow and also give them plenty of room because it might be, putting sand down on the road, with a mag chloride, whatever the additive might be. So I think that's also very important to stay back, even, a couple hundred feet just to give them plenty of room. And again, you want to arrive alive and make sure that, yeah, you're not doing something with that could put you in jeopardy. So, so I want you to plug one more time. Where do people find the app to download?
Okay, so our interactive map and place that you can go to see about weather conditions, road conditions, construction, emergency closures, that is cotrip.org, cotrip.org. That's on the computer. If you are on your mobile device, download the CoTrip Planner, and it's a free app. Don't be fooled by the imposters out there that want to charge you something.
Yep. CO Trip Planner. And I've downloaded it. And like you say, I love the layers. I'm going to check out the trucker aspect of it, and start talking breaker breaker. So don't hang up. I want to talk to you off air. All right. Don't go anywhere.
Thanks, Chamber Dude.
All right. Once again, thank you, Lisa, and everybody with CDOT and helping keep the roads clear. Stay tuned.